أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين. لو عذبنه عذابا شديدا أو لأذبحنه أو ليأتيني بسلطان مبين. صدق الله العظيم. In the last ayat, we discussed about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and that discussion actually continues. But we discussed the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam when he had realized the great ni'mats that Allah Rabbul Izzat had bestowed upon him and upon his father, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking from Allah Rabbul Izzat the quality of making shukr and practicing righteously. In these two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam with regards to the ni'mas that Allah had given him, the sovereignty over the birds. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدِ. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had come to a point, to a place, and he began to review the birds. In other words, to apprise them, to take stock of them. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam made an exclamation, مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدِ. What has happened to me that I do not see the hudhud? The hudhud is actually the hoopoe bird that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam sovereignty over all the different kinds of birds. This was also one bird that Allah Rabbul Izzat, or one species that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him sovereignty over. Now when we discuss Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, that Allah Rabbul Izzat particularly had given him this quality, Allah had given him this ni'mat, this great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, this favor from Allah that he had the birds under his sovereignty and his care. The ulama have written that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam used them in different ways. Just two examples. One example was that when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would fly on his carpet, then obviously between him and the sun there was exposure, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would command these birds to fly above him. And they would fly with their wings outspread in such a manner that they would give him cover from the sun and shade from the sun, and hence in this way Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would take benefit. Another benefit of the bird, especially the hoopoe bird, is that it is a bird which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given very great insight, in that it could detect water under the ground. And whenever Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would require water, he would call upon the hoopoe to look and search for water beneath the ground. Some have also stated that it could even pick up the worms from under the ground, and that was that Allah Rabbul Izzat had granted this bird that kind of power. So hence Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam took stock. When he took stock, he did not find this particular bird. As a matter of fact, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that one possibility exists in the fact that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had come to some particular place, and at that time there was a need for water, and that is why Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam particularly looked for this bird, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam could not find this bird. Some, like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum himself, has also put it this way, that this bird is a very feeble creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and perhaps Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam took greater care of it. Because this bird had this great ni'mat that Allah had given, this great power of finding water below the ground, it was always a sought after bird. Hunters would look for this bird, and it got very easily entrapped in the nets of the hunters. So that is why it is said that this bird could see below the ground, but it cannot see above the ground, and it used to get trapped into the nets of the hunters. And this leaves also a very important lesson for us, that sometimes we speak about looking into the future, sometimes we speak about our vision, etc. But we should also take care on the kind of ground that we trample, whether it is halal or haram, whether it is according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. And in this regard, we should not be like this bird. Some have also stated that dear Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam teaches mankind a lesson, especially those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given power, had given the status of leadership, etc., that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would apprise and he would take stock. So it is also important for the Amirul Mu'mineen, for the governors, for those who are in the leadership position, that they should apprise the people, see who is missing, that perhaps if a person is ill, then that person needs some care, then that care should also be taken, and that we learn from the life of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course we find it in the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said, مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ, what has happened to me that I do not see the hudhud, I do not see the hoopoe. Ulama here have also written another very important aspect. He did not just say or did not ask, where is the hoopoe, where is the hudhud, but he has asked the question, what has happened to me? In other words, first he introspected and he reflected within himself. So when one finds that a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is missing, when one finds that one is in difficulty, then one should not look outside, but one should look within one's own heart, and one should introspect within one's own heart, that what has happened to me? Perhaps I have abused the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps I have broken the commandment of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and is that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away from me? That is why it is narrated with regards to our pious ancestors, that when they would find that whatever they aspired for, whatever the visions were, if that was not fulfilled, then immediately they would look into the amal and they would look into the actions. And here we find it very clear in the life of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Am kana min al ghaibin. After the introspection, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam realized that this bird is absent. So he said, hence, this bird is absent. And then he goes on and he says, لَوْ عَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, that I would punish this bird a very severe punishment. Now here again, we could have raised the objection that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us that we should not be unkind to animals, to the other creatures and creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But perhaps here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam this kind of power over the other makhluk, over the other creation, and it could have been the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala submitted and subjugated these creations to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, if they are insubordinate so to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, then obviously there would be some form of punishment. Oh, لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ, oh, I will slaughter this bird. Oh, لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, oh, it should come to me with a clear authority. In other words, with an excuse that will be acceptable by me. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us from the life of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that no matter who we are, Allah has given us some form of sovereignty, some form of governance, some form of authority over others, and like that we should also see that when they are disobedient to us, or when something is missing insofar as the ni'mats of Allah is concerned, let us look within our hearts, let us introspect, let us try and apprise ourselves first before we go out to look for the solutions. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.